7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is today, so let us focus on today. Today being Wednesday, May the 1st. It is May Day. Happy May Day, Ken Kessler. Nice to have you here. I know it's a big day in the Kessler family, is it not?
It is.
Yeah, of course. It brings you from the transition of evil April into magnificent May.
Oh,
well, it's a big time.
Once I pass that certain date in April, everything starts to look up. So.
Really?
Yes.
That's good. All right. So I think that was the divorce day, right? Wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Right. See how clever I am when
Titanic goes down and just everything.
You're right. April, I'm telling you, April is a sucky month.
It really is.
Oh, it's a horrible month. There are lots of things that I want to forget about this past April, so let's move into May. We can't get into May without, as we look at some of the important stories of the day, the news nuggets are still all over Syria. I shouldn't say still, because this is the discussion of the week. I think when we get to the Boston bombing, there's a sort of still there. And it may be that Jason Collins is getting old already as well. But most everything that I see today in front of us is, without being too superficial, is all pretty much the old trying to find a new way, and it's not having much luck. But, of course, it's gotten our attention, so let's get at it. The president says the U.S. has evidence that chemical weapons have been used in Syria, but it's unclear who it is that's using them. There was another bomb blast in Damascus yesterday. 13 people were killed, 70 injured. Does that impact your day? Does that feel like it's something that you want to talk about or involve yourself more in? Or you just want to have us stay away from it? Is your focus at 888-302-3684 all in trying to stay away from, us being involved there? Here's Nora O'Donnell and Charlie Rose talking to correspondent Margaret Brennan of CBS about a new poll which shows most Americans do not want us to get involved in Syria.
A new CBS News, New York Times poll is out this morning. It shows 62% of Americans do not believe the United States has a responsibility to intervene in the civil war. 24% think that it does.
CBS News has learned the Obama administration is delivering aid to the region today. Margaret Brennan is at the State Department.
The first shipment of U.S. aid to the armed Syrian rebels happened today, delivered to the Supreme Military Council. It included military food rations and medical supplies. So this is the aid the Obama administration promised 2 months ago. So while the administration says it's helping the rebels, help takes quite a while to get there. The request for gas masks and chemical weapons training has not been filled by the U.S. or European governments.
And Margaret, there's a piece in the paper this morning in the Wall Street Journal about Secretary Kerry meeting with other Arab leaders. What do they want?
Well, publicly, Secretary Kerry did not address the Syrian situation. Behind closed doors, senior administration officials say that he spoke to six Arab ministers from six different countries about severe consequences for use of chemical weapons. But what that means isn't clear. Israel has made clear, though, their intelligence minister told me, that they will get militarily involved if the Syrian regime transfers weapons to terror groups. But short of that, at this point, they say it is not clear who is winning this war, but it is clear who's losing it, Syrian civilians.
So what other options do they have then, if that is the context?
Well, the Syrian rebels have asked the U.S. for military training, something like Republican Bob Corker supports. They've not asked for military intervention, which is something that Senators McCain and Graham have advocated. But the White House has looked at options. They've looked at bombing runways, Syrian airplanes on the ground. They've looked at no-fly zones, but they are reluctant to take those options because it would likely involve further U.S. troops.
All right, so here come the troops. Here come the troops. What's going on in our, not only our world of social media, facebook.com/goodday or Twitter at goodday, Ken, what are basically the, when you look at some of the patterns on social media, what say most of the folks other than agreeing with this poll that suggests that most people don't want to get involved in Syria? What else are you sensing or feeling or getting?
Well, Mickey says we need to stop arming unstable countries. Amen to that. Mm-hmm. Norma Sue says we need to stay out of Syria. William says let God sort it out. And Jay has a suggestion. He says, stand back and watch. Look at those fools. Make the UN seal the borders to make sure they don't get those weapons out of Syria.
You know, a lot of the things, the first one I think that you said there, the essence of us getting involved, we are selling, you know, there's this big discussion going on now about the government of the United States hoarding ammunition. Whether that's good for the military-industrial complex, some people say that it's just being bought up and exploded for what God knows mindless reason. But we are arming both sides. We have done that in the past to make money selling our stuff. The Russians have done that. The Chinese have done it. And so here we go, creating the seeds of our own problems. In a sense, and I think that's something that a lot of people don't look at. That is, we have created, along with these other so-called superpowers, we've created our own problems. And so here it comes back, biting us in the you-know-what. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com as we go through some of the more important sort of news talk issues of the day. 13 after the hour on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through May 20th, save up to 30% on your favorite San Francisco hotels. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
16 after the hour, 888-302-3684. Shining some sun onto some of these darker issues here. Syria is in the focus. We're talking about Americans not wanting us to get involved in Syria. Here are our hosts, Wayne Cabot and Steve Scott, talking to Middle East expert Stephen Cook about the group Hezbollah offering help to the Syrians, Syrian government.
The leader of the terrorist group Hezbollah now says that the Syrian government could get some help from his group if the need arises in that country's civil war.
Stephen Cook, senior fellow for Middle Eastern Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, says this is probably a little more than bluster.
I think what Hezbollah is doing is basically engaged in a certain kind of bravado and psychological warfare. Everybody keeps believing that the battle for Damascus and for Syria is about to begin, when in fact what we've seen in Syria is essentially a military stalemate.
One of the things that could break that stalemate might be what President Obama has repeatedly called the game changer, the use of chemical weapons. Several countries have said they believe Syria has used them. Cook says the response by the Obama administration for more investigation is likely a tactical response.
It strikes me that what the administration is doing is buying for some time here in order to either press a diplomatic solution or to put in place the pieces that will allow the United States to step up both its humanitarian and begin providing lethal aid to the rebellion.
Cook says it appears that the administration might be bending to the political will of the country, where voters aren't interested in getting into another Middle Eastern war. His best suggestion is this.
The best that we can do under those circumstances is to bolster allies like Turkey and Jordan. And Jordan in particular has very little capacity to deal with a significant refugee crisis and the kind of instability that could spin out of Syria.
888-302-3684. At a White House press conference yesterday, President Obama said the U.S. has evidence that Syria has used chemical weapons, but more facts are needed before any action is taken. He said, quote, "We don't know how they were used, when they were used, or who used them." He also said that people ought not to rush to judgment. The administration needs additional intelligence before he's willing to consider any kind of escalated involvement in Syria. I would say that was a way of dealing with the realities of the poll, Kenny, wouldn't you? Under the circumstances, it's pretty clear what Americans are thinking, whether you listen to the people that are calling programs like this or, you know, in general, just putting two and two together. McCain's in the minority here.
Yeah, and I think there's also more going on that we just don't know about. I can't imagine that the president or anybody who was in a position of power would publicly say whatever we're getting ready to do.
One of the things that galls people, though, it isn't just with this president. George Bush made a career out of doing things in the office, the Oval Office, that hadn't been done before, mostly Iraq. But there is this continuing to push the envelope out, in essence, to have the things that are being done that we can get away with. Okay, what can the president do that he didn't? What can he do today he didn't do yesterday? It's okay. Well, we'll send a few troops in. We won't declare war, but we'll send in a few advisors. And that's how these things get started. And then one of them will get killed, and then everybody will say, "Let's go get them." You know, you almost wonder if there's a conspiracy here, a plot. And who are the beneficiaries? Only one group, and that's the military-industrial complex. That is. It was simplistic. Does that sound too simplistic? That's who benefits. Who else benefits from this? It doesn't, on the world popular opinion front, there's nobody on either side of this that's going to gain very much, because you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. But man, if we can sell some ammo, that's good for business. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term most storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The discussion on Syria and the president getting to the brass tacks of all of this, facing the U.S. problem is that Syrian air defenses are far stronger than NATO allies faced when they intervened with air power in Libya. And many of the rebel forces are now identified as Islamic radicals, many of them associated with al-Qaeda, determined to establish a government based on the interpretation of Islamic law that they embrace. North American humanitarian efforts flowing into victims of the conflict. It is an unfolding disaster for Syria, there's no question about that. Here's the talk host, Scott Paisat, talking to one of his callers, who says we should not go into Syria.
The president said that if chemical weapons were used, that would be a game changer and would lead to prompt U.S. response. Well, chemical weapons apparently were used, so what now? Do we have to get involved? Should we get involved? Can we afford to be the world's police? Nick, you're on.
You know, this Syrian issue is going to be a lot more serious than people think. You know, their allies are China and Russia, and they have denounced what's going on in Syria. Now, I don't think we can sit here and watch these people get annihilated by chemical weapons or get slaughtered, but it's like the Egyptian situation. You know, if we start arming these rebels, in the end, who are these rebels? We don't even know if these people are going to be friendly to us in the end.
No, that's true.
I guess that's a little irrelevant here now. But here's my point. You know, we are spread too thin in the world. We've lost too many lives. We're $17 trillion in the hole. We cannot afford another war. The only way I would back, you know, anything in Syria and no ground troops, is this has to be an international effort, because it's a disgrace going on what's over there, including China and Russia. It has to be an international effort to clean this country up, you know, and we should not be the ones to go, you know, to finance it, because we always do anyway. No one ever pays us back. We always supply the Air Force and the manpower, and unless it's an international effort, I don't think you're going to see a lot of support in this country to go into Syria alone.
Well, there sure was a lot of talk about it over the weekend, and a lot of Republicans who don't support ground troops. They want the U.S. involved, and they want to attack the president for saying there's a line to cross if you use chemical weapons. That line, according to some information that the country now has, that line was crossed. But you know, I still think we have to be really careful about getting involved. There's so many different scenarios there, Nick, and you know, it's really easy for those who are very hawkish when it comes to the military to say, well, we need to just go in there and do something if it's not their son, daughter, mother, or father who's going to go to war.
And like you say, you know, it is a sensitive issue, but when you're talking about the Chinese and the Russians, I can't always believe what they say. You know, if it was an international effort, I think it would be so much easier and everybody would accept it.
Well, and this
because what's going on is, I mean, you know, just slaughtering human life, it's not just, I mean, this isn't just not something that America should be involved in. It should be that, you know, the French and the Germans, everybody should be concerned. It's nothing but, you know, genocide. Everybody should be concerned about what's going on over there, and we should not do this alone.
So are we going to get persuaded that we ought to be there? Here's George in Pennsylvania on going into Syria, the dollar and cent sign.
Hey, no way should we get involved in Syria. I think we should have learned what happened in Iraq. A $5 trillion war now between Iraq and Afghanistan. And, you know, just the air defenses they have over there. We're going to create a no-fly zone? Hey, no way. Hey, we can't afford it. Keep our troops home. Defend our southern border. And, hey, we learned. We learned with Iraq. There was no weapons of mass destruction over there. And I don't think we can believe intelligence. And I think the Republican Party is just pushing for us to go to another war that we can't afford.
All right, so we've had, I think, enough on that, the situation in Syria. Let's move on to the continuing aftermath of the investigation into the Boston bombing. Up next here on Good Days, 28 after the hour now.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Arianna Huffington and Mary Madeline. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Madeline. What do you think of the thesis of Sheryl Sandberg's number one book, Lean In, that women in executive suites are selling themselves short?
What Sheryl is saying is that although there are still many institutional barriers to women getting a lot of their top jobs, there are also inner barriers. That's really what she's asking women to do, to not let their fears get in their way. In fact, in her book, she has that question. What would you do if you were not afraid?
What's the definition of leadership? What's the definition of happiness? Women have to redefine the marketplace. I'm loath to call it creative destruction, but the way to control your life and have as much of all of it as you want is to control your schedule and to also have in place what we have here. It takes a village.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Arianna Huffington and Mary Madeline.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
The button after the hour, actually a little beyond that, 33 and a half past the hour, if we're going to do this correctly. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen in this hour of Good Day with the things that people will be talking about or may have been talking about, the continuing focus. It's hard for me, as much as I don't want to. It's hard to stay away from the Boston bombing investigation. The director of the National Intelligence Service has ordered a review of the bombings. James Clapper, retired General Clapper, asking that the Inspector General, who oversees the intelligence community, assess various agencies handling the information is what they're looking at, not how they handled the bomb blast investigation itself, but how come if they'd had information since 2011, which, Kenny, apparently they did have, the Russians were happy to say, hey, we've been talking about this guy and his friends for two or three years. We've been sending information to you. You didn't do anything with it. So the FBI says they found no evidence. But that appears to not be the truth. So once again, we have in question alphabet soup agencies, the FBI and CIA especially. Here's host Aaron Flint talking to Congressman Steve Daines of Montana about what the House Committee on Homeland Security is doing in this investigation so far.
What did the feds miss in the run-ups to the Boston Marathon attacks? And especially there's a few conspiracy theories that are out there, but there's also some things that have been well documented by now as well. From your perspective, I've got a report from Breitbart.com in front of me that kind of details a few of the things that have been reported. But as a member of the Homeland Security Committee, what's your take? What did the feds miss? What are the questions that need to be asked? And what do we know?
Well, first of all, on May 9th, that's a week from Thursday, I'll be back in Washington. We're going to have a full committee hearing with Secretary Napolitano. We'll be coming to our Homeland Security Committee, and so there's going to be a lot of questions for the Secretary there. Here's what we know, what we don't know. We need to understand why the CIA and the FBI did not remove the older brother from our country when at least one foreign nation expressed concerns to our own U.S. agencies that he was a threat to our security. And then to think, you know, that this is older brother Tamerlan, think that in January of 2012, he gets on an airplane and goes to Russia. He comes back 6 months later in July, and he's now posting on and liking YouTube videos promoting violent jihad that are extolling known radical Islamic preachers and radical Islam. You know, where was the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Homeland Security, and there's coordinating efforts here? These are exactly the individuals that need to be carefully watched. And could this have been prevented?
Yeah, and that's, in fact, it was the Boston Globe that noted that Russian authorities alerted the U.S. government not once, but multiple times over their concerns about Tamerlan Tsarnaev. They also, according to the Washington Post, the CIA had its suspicions more than a year before the bombings and urged action. It sounds like Reuters is also noting that there's some accusations of information hoarding by intelligence agencies that are cropping up again. I mean, do you feel like we've almost kind of fallen back on our heels now and reverted to pre-9/11 types of intelligence sharing once again?
Well, it's not for lack of resources. You know, we've invested a lot of money right now in terms of improving intelligence and so forth, and these are going to be some very pointed questions we'll be asking on May 9th when the secretary comes to our committee. I mean, there's a lot of open questions. Did these brothers act alone? What factors led to Tamerlan's radicalization? Where was the breakdown in information sharing, the result of the brothers getting through our intelligence and law enforcement network? I mean, if these aren't the kind of images that we're closely watching, then who are we watching out there right now? Especially think about this guy went over. He's pointed out by the Russians this guy's a threat. He goes to Russia, comes back 6 months later, and posting on these radical jihad sites.
I would say what the congressman said that had the most impact on me was talking about resources. They have plenty of resources, so why do they screw up? And the reason is because they want to maintain their own either dominance. They want to make sure that they're in charge. They want to make sure they have the power, the CIA versus the FBI. This game's been played for a long time, and it's at your expense and my expense, the taxpayer expense. It gets pretty nauseating when you get right down to it, especially when things like this slip through the cracks. Why do we have all these billions, like $40 billion a year spent on the secret agencies and the budgets? Nobody knows what they spend it on. They're not entitled. They don't have to. There's no oversight. The Congress isn't entitled to oversight on them. So who knows what they do with the money? Here's host Rita Cosby with former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez about the rumors there were others involved in the bombing in Boston.
You know, there's so much to talk about with this case. I first want to ask you about what Congressman Mike McCaul was saying, that he believes that there were probably others involved. What's your sort of gut just from hearing this, that, you know, they had to have some sort of training somewhere? Somebody was leading them. We've heard about this sort of mysterious guy named Misha. But do you believe that there could be others involved and that Roe definitely needs to be looked at?
Well, that's right. It's certainly possible that there were others involved, and it's also certainly possible that these individuals received training from the Internet and just got incredibly lucky. I mean, that's not beyond the realm of possibility, but I think it's more likely than not that there was some level of assistance to some degree at some point. And obviously, you know, we're all speculating at this juncture, and it's up to the investigators to find out what the facts are. I think we're you know, much of the story is still to be discovered and still to be told, and I think we just need to be patient and let the investigators do their work.
You know, one of the things I was frustrated about, and I'm surprised that they Mirandized him so soon. This is the younger brother, Jokhar Tsarnaev, who is now, of course, in custody. But he was only questioned for 16 hours. FBI authorities have kind of come out and said that they were sort of surprised that he was Mirandized so soon, hoping that they could have questioned him longer. Were you surprised that that call was made? And do you think he should have been questioned longer before he sort of got a lawyer and kept quiet?
Well, you know, this is another situation where I'm not sure that we have all the facts here about exactly what happened. You know, once the police takes you into custody, then you have to bring charges in a certain period of time. Otherwise, someone, you know, the police could round up any American citizen, just hold them indefinitely, and that's not the way it works here. Once you're held in custody, you are required to bring charges or release them. And
although there's that public safety option, you know, where they could have.
But that public safety exception exists only in the scenario where you've got a legitimate threat to the public safety of the public or law enforcement. The question has to be very limited. It has to be solely limited to neutralizing that threat, and then the response has to be completely voluntary. So, you know, once you feel comfortable that there are no additional bombs, once you feel comfortable there are no additional accomplices that participated in this bombing, then the public safety exception does not apply. And so it is fairly limited. And at the end of the day, no matter what the law enforcement do with respect to the question here, it's all going to be reviewed by a judge. And so whether or not it complies with a public safety exception or not, that's something that a judge is ultimately going to decide, and will decide whether or not any information received as a result of this questioning comes in into evidence. But in terms of, I am surprised when I hear that the FBI is surprised that he was Mirandized. Typically these kinds of things are pretty well coordinated. And
yeah,
so,
that's what surprised me too.
That's why I'm not sure that we know all the facts here. And so I think this is another one where we have to kind of be patient and see what additional facts come to light.
All right, this conversation will go on ad nauseum. I think those two reports are enough to bring us up to date, Kenny, unless you've got something that's posted on either Twitter or Facebook or something that you see that is not part of the conversation thus far in this half hour.
No, I think we've had enough of the bombing thing for now.
Enough already.
It's media. It's just like, you know, that was one of the few interviews where Alberto Gonzalez actually says what I want so many of them to say is that we don't know. Mm-hmm. There's so much that we don't know, and we need to wait for the facts.
Right.
And there's so many who are just filling in the holes and making up the facts. And
yeah.
And
the news media making up facts? I can't believe that.
I know,
come
it's
on.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
I mean, I know it's entertainment and everything, yeah. But...
That's entertainment. 17 before the hour on Good Day. Up next, Jason Collins and his coming out party on sports radio, sports talk radio stations.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
Pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
14 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Ken Kessler and I discussing some of the, you know, four or five top stories that have made it around the rounds of the news talk radio and television world the last 24 hours or so. And certainly included in this is the discussion of Jason Collins coming out of the closet, as it were. That sounds so old, doesn't it? He's out of the closet. It really is kind of old. I mean, this is so much to do about nothing, but the major hits here are coming from sports talk radio that didn't seem to know they weren't comfortable having this conversation. Would you say that was accurate, Kenny?
Yeah, you see this in show business all the time, but in sports, it's something that they just don't want to talk about.
Here are our hosts, Pat Caputo and Dennis Fithian, talking to a caller about how different it is for somebody in the entertainment biz to come out versus somebody who's in sports.
Chris in Detroit.
What's up? Hey, first I'm going to say something about Jason Collins. I think it's brave for him to come out the way he is and let everybody know, you know, that he's gay. I think but nowadays it's not that, like, out of the ordinary. I mean, Doogie Howser came out and no one cared. What's the name? Frank Ocean, R&B singer, comes out.
Well, it's a lot different in the entertainment industry and,
right?
You know, so, I mean, there is that. There is that difference. I'm like, sure. I mean, when you know what?
Right.
There was some award show where, what's her name? Was over there. Jodie Foster was up there, and she was up there, like, telling everybody that she was gay. And I thought, well, you know what? I thought she was. And I thought I knew about this, like, 10 or 15 years ago. But, you know, that's all right. She wanted to lay it all out there when she was getting that career award there. So wasn't
there's
surprising.
There's one point, though, that I really wanted to make, and that's I think the reason why he's coming out and he's doing it this way is to blaze a trail and show everybody it's okay to be yourself and be accepted for it. But at the same time, his career is pretty much over now. I'm pretty sure he's going to go into writing a book and go on a tour and kind of build his career outside of the NBA. I think that was his, like, tactful plan to just, you know, let everybody know the truth and come out and be accepted for who he is, which is a beautiful thing, but at the same time, kind of, you know, set himself up after his career to kind of embrace that.
No, I hear you on that, Chris.
You know?
He's made his money. It would be, you give him credit for doing it at any time, but if there was a guy that just got into the NBA and was launching his career and did this, it could have been like, wow, that could be career suicide or whatever else. He's made his money, so he does have a certain comfort level. That's,
you know,
sure.
Chris, you know, the one thing about it is, I think there's an element of truth to what you're saying, but there's a flip side to that. And the flip side of it is, if you look at the stories that were written about this, like you, myself, and Dennis are talking about it, and we have a view of it like, look, this is no big deal. Gay athlete, who cares? You know, as long as a guy can play, nobody really should care. We don't care, right? And I think that, you know, a lot of people feel the way we do. But look at the vitriol, the hatred that is on these websites underneath the articles with the nameless, faceless people who are on Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's something that we all expect. And the comment section is always going to be filled with hatred. I just think that in this day and time and the year that we're in right now, a lot of people have this mentality where it's like, if you are doing anything with sports, it's going to be unscathed and it's ungodly. Don't taint our sports is pretty much how they see it. I feel like that now this is going to kind of expedite the process. There is an NFL player that's ready to come out. I'm sure he'll come out next week. I'm sure there'll be a player that comes out in baseball, and it won't be that big of a deal. I mean, it's not, this is 2013, man. Everybody's coming out all at the same time, and it's not breaking news for anybody anymore.
All right, so is that what you feel about this and a much ado about nothing? I think that's where it is. And most of the interviews on this have been pretty pedantic, so let us move on in a matter of moments. I'm just looking at the video of the 747 freighter that crashed on takeoff in Afghanistan. If you haven't seen it, I don't want to put it up at DougStephan.com, but it's all over the news sites. My God. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Doug Stephan Good Day program. For those of you who have been nosing around a little bit, wondering about the political edge in Massachusetts, where John Kerry is going to be succeeded by either Ed Markey or a fellow named, I think it's Val Gomez. First time an Hispanic has done this well. He's a Republican, interestingly enough. You don't find a lot of them. And he's not Latino. He's a Hispanic. There's a difference. I don't know that a lot of people get that, Kenny. The difference—it's sort of subtle, I guess. Gomez, Hernandez, whatever people say, kind of like the Jewish names, the simplicity, or Italian names, or Irish names. You hear one, you heard them all. But that's not necessarily the case here. Gomez, I think, is a state rep, and Markey has been a congressman for a long time, so they'll duke it out. And because it's a Democratic state, I'd be surprised if Gomez got any traction. So Markey will probably be the next senator, and it'll be the same old, same old. He and Kerry have been rubber stamps of each other in either the House or Senate, you know, for as long as anybody can remember. So nothing exciting there. Just another stamp of the people. If Gomez were elected, it'd be kind of interesting, though, right? It'd be somebody new, but that's not likely to happen, certainly not in this state. Meanwhile, speaking about those names, et cetera, we all have our fears and focus on immigration. The discussion continues as the Gang of Eight's proposed bill moves through the Senate. Here's host Lee Rayburn with Jackie Esposito from the New York Immigration Control Group about this proposed bill.
What do we know about this compromise bill?
Well, we know it is a strong start and that it needs some improvements, but it is a very solid start to getting us back on track for a workable immigration system in this country. What does the bill do? Well, it's important to know it is just introduced. It hasn't become law, so everyone should bear that in mind. You know, we still have to go through the legislative process before it becomes law and gets to the president's desk. But right now, the proposal on the table from the Senate Gang of Eight is that the 11 million undocumented people living in the country can get on a path to citizenship. It will take about 13 years for most people. There are some exceptions to that, depending on who you are. And you have to pay back taxes. You have to be employed. There are some other requirements you have to meet to ensure you're eligible. You have to have been here before 2011. So you can't come to the country now under the current proposal and get on the path to citizenship. It also creates a more workable system for future workers to make sure that the country has the labor it needs. And it makes some troubling changes from our perspective to the family-based system. The way that our country is currently worked, the immigration system has been based in what we call a family unification track. And that means that families have come first. As dysfunctional as the immigration system has been, the pillar has always been that family unification should be the most important part. This proposal seeks to change that, and 18 months after the bill is passed, what would happen is we'd start to move over towards more of a merit-based system, so less people could come here based on their family situation, and more people could come here based on employment. And so we have some concerns about that and the impact it will have on immigrant families, so we're certainly working to improve upon some of those proposals, but it's a good start.
A good start, all right? The immigration bill now coming together is moving over to the House. I don't know. I didn't hear her say it again, Doug. Hear her say it would force all of the undocumented immigrants to plead guilty to breaking the law and serve at least 5 years of probation. Did she say that? Did I miss that, or did she say that?
No, she sort of skipped that part.
All right. So, good reporting on your part. Nice job, Brownie. What is her name? Jackie Esposito from the Immigration Coalition Group. Living as an undocumented immigrant in America is a civil infraction, not a criminal act at the moment. But members of the House are trying to change that. According to the Think Progress blog, which is a bipartisan immigration group, the House bill would force all undocumented immigrants to plead guilty for breaking the law and serve probation. The requirement would even apply to the people who came into the country as children. So is that going to set well? Is that going to be a problem? Democrats aren't going to go for that, would you think?
No, I can't see it.
No, I can't see that happening either. Anyway, should the Republicans stop whining and get on with it and try to make this something that we can all live with? Well, depends on who you talk to. I'm not a big fan of anything that doesn't hold them all responsible one way or the other. Paying back taxes is not a bad idea. By the way, Mr. Gomez, who won the Republican nomination for the Senate seat in Massachusetts, is not in service now, or he's not in public service.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.